The Daily News Article Audio.
Today in business. Nestle cuts 16,000 jobs as part of an intensifying cost-cutting campaign. Nestle is cutting 16,000 jobs globally as the Swiss food giant cuts costs as part of its efforts to revive its financial performance. Nestle, which makes Nescafe, Kit Kats, pet foods, and many other well-known consumer brands, said that the job cuts will take place over the next 2 years. The Swiss company also said that it is raising targeted cost cuts to 3 billion Swiss francs, or $3.76 billion, by the end of next year, up from a planned 2.5 billion Swiss francs, or $3.13 billion. It has been a turbulent year for the company, based in Vevey, Switzerland. In September, Nestle dismissed CEO Laurent Fraiche after an investigation into an undisclosed relationship with a subordinate. Fraiche had only been on the job for a year. He was replaced by Philippe Navratil, a longtime Nestle executive. Nestle is also fighting a host of external headwinds like other food makers, including rising commodity costs and U.S.-imposed tariffs. The company announced price hikes over the summer to offset higher coffee and cocoa costs. President Donald Trump has implemented a 50% tariff on Brazilian goods like coffee and orange juice. The Trump administration imposed a 40% tariff on Brazilian products in July, which was on top of a 10% tariff imposed earlier. Coffee habits in the U.S. are almost exclusively fueled by imports. Official U.S. government data shows Brazil, the world's top coffee producer, supplies about 30% of the American market, followed by Colombia at roughly 20%, and Vietnam at about 10%. Tariff negotiations are ongoing. The price of cocoa soared to record highs last year after inclement weather in areas where it has grown constrained supply and hit companies like Nestle hard. While cocoa costs began to fall in 2025 as supply increased, cocoa is vastly more expensive than it was just 2 years ago. Nestle said that it will eliminate 12,000 white-collar positions in multiple locations. The job cuts are expected to achieve annual savings of 1 billion Swiss francs, or $1.25 billion by the end of next year. The company will cut 4,000 jobs as part of ongoing productivity initiatives in its manufacturing and supply chain. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.